You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Insights with Solaris with Jennifer.
Jennifer.
Live from Solaris.1.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Insights with Solaris
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Insights with Solaris, where I am your host, Jennifer. I have been out of practice for about a month, so I'm so happy to be back, and I'm so happy to come forward with this next collective message. So if you have joined us before, you know I always start with a collective message, just to kind of understand what's happening, what to expect over the next 7 days. And right now, it seems like an incredible week to get things done, especially surrounding the family. So it will require, whatever you're doing, it will require you to actually put into effort. So it's not necessarily going to come easy, but it's going to be a little bit slow. But every day, every hour, every task that you do, you are getting a little bit closer to your goal. And really, by the end of this week, and as you're going into the next week, you will feel like you have accomplished quite a bit. And again, I am seeing this around the family this week. So it could be so many different things, but whatever this may be for your particular situation, know that your hard work is going to show results. So you are allowed to have confidence, also to take some control of a situation as well. Things are changing. There's been a lot of transitions coming up for other people. Now that can be many different things. It could be a new job. It could just be a new position at that job, or new people are entering your workplace. Whether it's minor or more major, it is coming forward to really help you understand what you are capable of. And that comes from everywhere, from a little bit more confidence, some challenges to know that you're more ready for, and more incredible things coming forward. But just know, slow steps will lead to success this week. And so we are going to go to our caller tonight, and we have Jamie from Ohio. Hello, Jamie. How are you?
Hello, I am well. Thank you for asking.
Yeah. So what brings you to the show tonight? What type of questions do you have?
Just general questions about the future, I suppose.
Okay, yeah.
I'm kind of like stuck in between jobs. Well, jobs, just life, career, love.
All right. So I see a lot of different directions already at the beginning. Some of this is not going to be information you necessarily want. So I am going to ask you to keep an open mind. But at this moment, the first cards that are coming up was, you have been tired for a very long time, and I just want you to allow yourself some grace because you've been trying hard. You have been giving it time, but you will have to be giving everything a little bit more time. One thing that came up immediately is there does look like there's somebody around you who is lying to you or purposely keeping information from you in order for you to make your own assumptions. Have you had any gut feelings with anyone, particularly within your social circle right now?
No, not really.
Okay. So keep an open mind with that. It does seem like you have been in a position possibly where you have been like keeping to yourself more, like you're still standing tall, even though there's so much burden on your shoulders, but there is somebody within your circle that does not have your best interest in heart. You don't see this now, and that's okay. It is going to come after some time where you actually get more opportunities coming forward And that person will end up revealing themselves, particularly around like job opportunities, like, oh, okay, I have this coming towards me. And you may talk to them like, okay, should I apply for it, or do like try to get your foot in the door by talking to other people? But this particular person, and it's not necessarily malicious, there's a lot of projecting on the other person's side. But again, they do not have your best interest in your heart. So when you are going into that steps and you still start having these opportunities come to you, and they will, be careful on who you tell at the beginning stages. Everyone's going to reveal the true selves at first, but there will be some changes in how you navigate. And again, it's not about you. It's more about others projecting their own fears onto you. So you could get like a really good opportunity for a career, and somebody is like, oh no, you can't do that. That's not within your skill set. Don't even try applying for it. It's just their own insecurities. But you need to continue to look forward, because that forward motion is coming through. And what I'm seeing is like, you have been waiting for your train to come. You have your ticket, you've done the work, you planned your trip, the train is on its way, but it's been delayed. And that's, again, nothing that you have done that caused this delay. It is a lot of projection from other people causing issues on your own path. And we can give grace to other people who sometimes put a wrench in our own travel plans, but that's just a part of life. But for you particularly, Jamie, it is very good for you to continue to just be witty. So it's a bit of a sharpness that's coming in, even bluntness, that is about, it is time to communicate very clearly on what you want. That can be to other people, and that can be to yourself. It could be to spirit, where you can just speak out loud and you say, okay, this is what I want. I want a job that gives me 9 to 5. I want weekends off. Be very specific about what you want. Because honestly, it seems like things have just slipped through your fingers so much over the past couple of months and even couple of years, where it's like, you no longer know what direction to take, because you felt like you didn't have options to take anything. So you've just been taking what's been closest to you. And like, if you want to change that trajectory, it is about being clear and cutting through all of the BS, all of the crap that doesn't serve you, because you have potential. You have all these wonderful things coming in on this train to this place you're going to go next. But you have to know what you want so you can recognize it when it comes to you. So when the train does come, make sure you're on the right one. And it is completely okay if you do feel like you need to go to another person, or even go towards spirituality, whatever you want, to get some more information or even more confidence in order to step forward to the next stage. But again, just be aware on who you tell, because not everyone is going to cheer for you. I always heard this statement where people want you to succeed, but they don't want you to do better than them. And unfortunately, we see that so often, and that's what's happening. And if you really want to go to the next stage where you have clarity and you're not kind of muddling around and all this kind of nonsense, really, you have to go with the next cycle. You have to move with it. And you'll be really surprised when you do, when you get an opportunity, you're like, oh, I shouldn't do that. But then you're like, I'm just going to go. When you start flowing with life, when you start actually paying attention to what the world is offering you, man, things are going to change so quickly for you. So what specifically do you want to know? Because this is general, but right, the cards are telling us, not only do you need to understand what you want, but let's do that right now. What do you want from this reading? What do you want to walk away from?
I mean, what you just said makes sense, because I feel like I'm definitely on a crossroads with my career and with jobs, I've just had like random jobs and just trying to find a direction. I guess I just needed that little push or clarity about what's happening. And I feel like I've been at the waiting station to jump on this train for a while. I'm about to master my patience here. My patience is definitely mastering that. What about, let's see, anything coming through about my love life at all? Or not focusing on my career?
Absolutely. We can see what comes in. And it's, again, the same thing as what I was getting with career. You have so many new possibilities coming towards you. And that is towards romance as well. There is still a little bit more that you need to release to open back up, to open your heart back up to more intimacy. But there, I see a lot of excitement coming towards you regarding romance. So it may not necessarily come out particularly like long-term. I'm not seeing that yet. But what is here is that you reconnecting with the energy that you thought was lost. And this is actually finding joy, excitement, and even, what's that word? Attractiveness within intimacy and within partnerships. So it's coming back and having that joy again. It doesn't have to be complicated and difficult. Whatever you do, you are coming into a relationship that is going to bring in passion again. And there is a reminder that there is a loved one that, again, I'm not getting necessarily a sign, but someone who loved you very deeply and was connected to water. So you may have a lot of memories of you guys being out on the water together, fishing or going on a vacation near water. There is a loved one who loves you very much, who wants you to know that there is always a higher purpose, especially within this transition and journey you're going through. And the blessings that are coming towards you are going to be revealed soon. So that train is coming, but you need to make sure that you still have all your suitcases packed and you're going to a place where you have all the things that you need. So if you have your suitcases packed for the beach, make sure you have swimsuits and stuff. You don't want to wear a parka when it's like on a beach by the horizon and it's super hot. So what I'm trying to say is that you don't have to grab the first opportunity. You can decide what you want. And because when you do that, you are going to find success not only in your career, not only in your romantic life, but within yourself. And that is what is most important, because when you come home to yourself, everything naturally will fall back into alignment for you. And so I hope that helps. Know that the wheel is turning for you. And good luck, and I'm praying for you.
Thank you. This has been so informative, because I feel like I have been working on myself, and I feel a little bit closer knowing that I'm not way back there.
You're so close.